the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm on air. Yeah, okay, yeah. Hey, how you doing? This is the What Are You Reading comic book show. I'm the host. Wish I had a co-host, but can't find one that want to work with me. They call me the Surfer, and I'm here to talk comic books with you on Skype. For the next hour, if you would just call me on Skype, I'll tell you how to do it in a second. This is the show where you can call in and talk about comic books, ones you read, ones you like, storylines, whatever. And if not, then I'll just go with some news for the week. I'll just do something for the next half hour to an hour, maybe longer. Depends. And so you can Skype me at SilverSurfer_forever. And it's all one thing. There's many ways you can listen to this show. Here live on the chat room at rantenradio.com. Also, you can listen to TuneIn, Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes. So, and of course, if you're in the chat room, you can ask me questions in the chat room. Serious questions now, not these silly questions I get some from time to time. And with that, let's look at what box office numbers there are there to talk about. Number one movie this week, War for the Planet of the Apes. It's a domestic haul for the weekend. It's number one. It just opened up. Here we go. $56 million on a budget of $150 million. This is the third in the current Planet of the Apes trilogy. And no matter what happens after this, this is a trilogy. They may come up with other Planet of the Apes movies, but this is a trilogy about Caesar. And anything else beyond that will be a continuation of Apes, but not necessarily the story of Caesar. Now, worldwide added another $46 million, so it's totals up to $102 million. And I thought the Planet of the Apes was phenomenal. I'm going to try to do a review later on in the show. Second place, Spider-Man Homecoming, after the second week, added another $45 million to its gross total of $208 million. And its worldwide total of $469 million. For the boy who can climb walls. And a lot of people are saying this is the best Spider-Man movie there is. Who am I to argue? Third place, Despicable Me 3, added another $18 million for its total of $187 million and worldwide total of... This page is too slow flipping. 619 $15 million. So they loving those little nuggets overseas. And those that don't like the Minions, you just don't have no heart. Yeah, I said it. Wonder Woman is the sixth place with another $6.8 million. It's a total now $380 million. And its worldwide total. I hate this browser. It goes black. $764 million. So Wonder Woman is kicking ass as always. Then we dropped down to Cars 3 at 8th place and added another $3 million to its sad total of $140 million, which still isn't bad considering it's a Pixar movie. Dropping all the way down to 9th place, Transformers The Last Night, it's added another $2.7 to its total of $124 million after 4 weeks, and it had a budget of $217 million. It has surpassed it overseas because overseas it added $392 million for a $517 million haul. Now, whether that's a failure or not remains to be seen. But as far as the United States, your Transformers The Last Night is a failure. But this is no longer about the American market. The markets overseas make a lot of money too. Guardians dropped all the way down to 13th, but it's been out for 11 weeks. It's up to $386 million. And that's it as far as comic book related movies. We'll see what happens next week when more movies open up. Got Atomic Blonde coming out in 2 weeks. That's based on a graphic novel. You got Valerian, which is supposed to be based on a French comic book. So we'll see how that turns out, and I'll see that this week. Mixed things about it. Let's see. What are we talking about news-wise? D23 took place over the weekend, which is the Disney festival. And of course, now that Disney owns half the world, they bring Marvel and Star Wars and every other property they own to D23. And the news coming out of D23 is the footage from Avengers Infinity War. And the way people are talking about it, this is going to be like the grandest epic thing you've ever seen. Now, of course, we've been fooled by that before. You know, you see great footage and a great trailer. And then, of course, the people at these events, they just get excited because they're at these events. And then the action movie doesn't turn out to be what you was made to believe. For example, you look at the trailer for Spider-Man 3, and it's no way going in what I thought that movie wasn't going to be the greatest comic book movie of all time. It just looked like it was just going to be action-packed from start to finish, and then it turned out it wasn't. Now, I don't hate Spider-Man 3. I thought it was okay, but it didn't live up to the expectation. I thought it would have as the third Spider-Man movie from Tom Raimi. And of course, now we've had some bad Spider-Man. Now a great Spider-Man to come out after that. So where we at for the news? Make sure. Is this last week's news? I think it is. So make sure. Yeah, that was last week's news. So let's get to this week's news. No, that was last week's news too. Here we go. So Marvel's doing a New Warriors series, and they've announced the cast for it. The New Warriors was a group created in the 90s of a bunch of unused characters, young characters like Justice and Firestar and Nova, who at the time was Kid Nova, because there was the other Nova, which was the Herald of Galactus, and they didn't want to confuse people. And it was the Richard Rider Nova, but he hadn't been Nova for a while. He supposedly lost his powers, but he got it back at the beginning of the New Warriors series, because he kind of never really lost them. He only thought he did. So he went by the name of Kid Nova. And Speedball, which was at the time the, you know, Speedball was created in the 80s. And he was supposed to have been like another Spider-Man. And he never really, like, he did well at first, but then he never really picked up the way Spider-Man did. Sorry, I had to take a sip. And so he was on the team, then they added some new characters like Night Thrasher and so on. So, it says here, actress, comedian, Melina Vanentrop has landed the role of Squirrel Girl in the Marvel's New Warrior upcoming live-action produced comedy. I hear Echo. Tony C., what's up?
Can you hear me, Surfer?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I was just calling in to ask why you being so disrespectful today already.
Me being disrespectful? How's that? Being
disrespectful, comparing Spider-Man 3, the Infinity War. Really?
No. You see, there you go. You're not listening. I said
I was listening.
No, I said the trailer for Spider-Man 3 made you think it was going to be one of the greatest films to ever come out. But the movie didn't live up to what the trailer was.
Was that by Marvel Studios by chance?
No, it has nothing to do with Marvel. I'm just saying.
It does.
Oh, okay. Listen, I'm thinking that this Avenger movie is going to be great too. I want it to be great. Don't worry. I'm just saying, the hype that's coming out of D23 could be deceiving, because look, I've watched videos. I saw articles where they were saying like the footage they showed there was phenomenal, and I want to believe it. Trust me, Infinity War in any way, shape, or form.
Name a bad Marvel Studios movie since that this has completely bombed.
Dude.
Which one?
I'm not saying that this could be a bad movie. What I said was the hype around it may not live up to it when the actual movie come out. See,
you shouldn't think like that.
You ever been to a comic book convention?
No, but I can pretty much. I understand
okay,
what you're saying.
What happens is at these conventions, you know, they show you footage and you're exclusive and the crowd goes nuts, and then they come out and they're like, oh, this is so great looking. But sometimes the hype coming out of like San Diego and New York, and then the actual product don't live up to what these people thought they saw. I mean, I've been a part of that too. I saw some like
Studios movie though.
I know that, but listen, the last Ghost Rider movie, the footage they showed us looked great, but when the actual movie came out, the movie was shit.
Well, my question to you is, and like I'm asking again, Marvel Studios.
No,
movie.
Marvel to me, Marvel has not put out a bad movie yet.
Exactly. Now.
I'm going to say they have not put out, all their movies haven't been great, but they haven't put out a bad movie.
Yeah, totally. I thought you would probably say, and this is my thinking, I don't know, you know, where you stand on this, but after, like, they putting so much hype into these two Infinity War movies, I'm trying to figure out where they're gonna go after that. It's like, you know, what they don't want to blow their load. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, after that, you just got to come back down to earth as far as the movies go. I mean, they're gonna keep putting out good movies, and they're gonna come along with characters that you probably don't know, and make them into movies. But as far as the grand scale of what Infinity War may be, it may be hard unless they can come up with a villain to
upstage it.
Yeah,
right?
and the one villain that Marvel has, they don't have the movie rights to him, because I've said this before. If Marvel had Galactus, that's who they would be dealing with right now, not Thanos.
You think so?
I already know that. Yeah, they tried to get Galactus back from Fox, and Fox was going to do it at first, but then they said no, because Fox was about to lose Daredevil. So Marvel said, look, we'll let you keep Daredevil if you give us back Galactus and the Silver Surfer. And Fox was going to do it at first, but then they didn't. So they lost Daredevil.
They go Galactus, Thanos versus Thanos, then Galactus. I mean, if they had the rights to both.
Well, Galactus is going to be the bigger threat in any of that situation. Because if the two fought each other, Galactus could swat Thanos.
Yeah.
So, and you know, just like in the comic books, every time Galactus has come to Earth, they've only beaten him once. You know, and the reason why they beat him was because he was out of energy and was like weak, and it took like every superhero on the planet to stop him. But other than that, every time he comes to Earth, it takes some circumstance for him to leave without eating the planet.
So that's why, okay. So that's why I was asking you, piggyback on what you were saying, they would be doing Galactus first and then go to Thanos? Why would they do it like that?
I don't know if they would go to Galactus than Thanos, but Thanos would still be there to use once they dealt with Galactus. If they need somebody else, at this point now, it's like, The main villains that you know, well, there's no Doom. Doc Doom's not there. He's still with Fox also.
Mm-hmm.
There's other villains, but you may not know who they are. It's like this King the Conqueror, but he's a Avengers villain, and he wouldn't be hyped up as much because people don't know him.
What about Thanos' son? What's his name?
Thane, he's not necessarily a villain, and nobody knows him unless you played like some of the Avengers game or read some recent books. But you wouldn't be able to use him. There's Mephisto, but Mephisto is tied into Fox also.
So which big ones do they own the rights to, basically?
Let's see.
Outside of Thanos,
I'd have to get back to you on that one, cause like I know the characters, but when you put me on the spot, then you know I go blank.
I wasn't trying to do that.
It's what I do. I go blank when I'm put on the spot, but like.
Because they're doing two of them, right? They're not a part. They're not a like necessarily a sequel, but they're doing the first one.
Well, originally it was supposed to be a part one and part two, but now they're saying it's not. But I can't see how they wouldn't be, because Thanos having the Infinity Gauntlet, it's going to take more than one movie to tell that story.
But the Dark Order's going to help them.
But I'm hearing like, they, you know, they're describing scenes where, like, Thanos pulls down a planet.
Yeah, I saw that too. And I heard somebody like with the when he get the Infinity Gauntlet, he can like turn back time and turn people into.
Well, yeah, that's one of the things is there's a time like for those who don't know the six gems. There's a soul gem, reality gem, power gem, time gem, space gem, and why am I blanking on the sixth one? Space time. I do this every time, but yeah, he can't control time. Oh, the mind gem.
The mind, yeah, mind stone. That's the one Vision got. That's the easiest one. Cause it's on him.
Yeah, the Vision has the mind, and I'm wondering, like, if the mind gem has given the Vision life. What happens when Thanos takes that gem to the Vision? Is he gonna shut down? They gotta find a way to repair him, and he's gonna get destroyed.
I think he's gonna die. A handful of them are gonna die because I think you mentioned in one week because it's gonna be a new Avengers after these two. After the two move, the third and fourth movie, mm-hmm. It's gonna be a new Avengers. And that some people gotta die.
Well, you know, in the book, every hero died in Infinity Gauntlet. But when the right person got the gem, he just reversed everything, brought everybody back to life. So that could still happen in the movies.
Did you see the picture of the gauntlet? Did mm-hmm. you see the video?
I saw a picture. I didn't see no video.
Yeah, it was a video. The same video that showed the Dark Order.
Yeah, the Black Order.
Sorry, the Black Order, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm surprised they're using them, but I'm glad, too. You got Corvus Glaive, you got Proximity of Midnight, you got the Ebony Maw, and then there's a fourth one whose name I keep thinking, but... And they were all, like, formidable as far as power...
Yeah, right?
Huh?
They said that... I read they were his kids, right?
No, they're just followers.
But I guess the way they
maybe okay, maybe in the movie they're gonna be his kids. I don't know. And see, that would kind of be a contradiction because Thanos worships death, and he killed all of his children because of that. Like he was going around the galaxy. You know, laying up on with everybody, and then he was like, "What am I doing?" And he went around and killed every child but one.
And I heard that death was supposed to be in the movie too.
Okay, it makes sense
because of you know what he said in at the end of the first Avengers. Remember?
Uh huh. And I'm assuming Eternity's gonna make an appearance.
Who's Eternity?
It's like what Eternity is. What is it's the universe. It's everything. He's like he has a physical form, but like the average person would never see him. But that's who we all supposed to be living inside of.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so my next question to you: What do you think the over under is? How long the movie is gonna be? Longer than Superman versus Batman or shorter or around the same?
I'm going to give it around 2.5 hours because, I mean, that's the purpose of doing the two movies.
But they say the second one is not going to be a sequel.
It's not going to be. No, it's not. It is and it isn't. Like, if it's not going to be a sequel... then you don't need to do two Avenger films.
I mean, three could be its own movie and four could be its own movie, right?
Yeah, I don't believe that.
So you think it's all gonna be at the end of the day, Thanos?
Look, three could be a complete movie, but four is gonna be a continuation of the story.
I got you. And Thanos is going to be in both.
Yeah, he's supposed to be, you know, the catalyst for the for both movies.
Because in between the third and the fourth one, you still got what, two or three Marvel movies that's gonna come out.
Yeah, well, Captain Marvel and I think Ant-Man and the Wasp. But they might not be movies tied into the Avengers movie. Like
Ant-Man's gonna be in Infinity War, right?
I don't know. That might be one of the few people not in Infinity War.
So he might be one of the new Avengers once this all pans out.
Yeah. Cause right now he's kinda on the run with Captain America, so.
Yeah, you see Cap gonna have a beard in Infinity War.
Yeah, that means he ain't been kicking ass cause he been hiding or whatever.
Okay.
Chris Evans kinda wears a beard most days anyway.
Yeah, he's a scruffy guy. But how can he be on the run and then come back and help save the day?
Because that's what he is. He's a hero. I mean, just because he's on the run doesn't mean when it's time for him to fight that he won't fight.
They shouldn't have put him on the run. I think that was baffled. Yeah.
You know, at the end of Civil War, he sent that message to Tony. He's like, look, if you need me, you know I'll be there.
Yeah, because he had already busted everybody out of prison.
So,
he busted them guys out of prison.
You don't turn your back on doing the right thing. So,
yeah, he's a high criminal, right?
Yeah, technically he's a criminal because of the Sokovia Accords.
And I read that Ragnarok's going to be the last tie-in to Infinity War. Because I think they said Black Panther is going to be just about the Black Panther.
Makes sense.
Why wouldn't Thanos get Hela to help him?
Why wouldn't he get Hela to help?
Yep.
I don't know.
Frank up.
They kind of hooked up in the comic books recently.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, like I said, you know, Thanos has that love obsession for death. She's a representative of death, so.
I read the opening scene of Infinity War. They say the Guardians are gonna find Thor.
Yeah. He's gonna be out in space, and Thor's gonna land on his ship.
Yeah, so that mean the Hulk gonna knock him all over?
No, I don't think so. But then that begs the question: where's the Hulk at? I mean, like if Thor hasn't made it back to Earth, then where's the Hulk at this point in time?
I just want to see how they build up to that, like you said, the battle, because they're going to have to take out the Dark Order first, because the Dark Order is going to be helping him find the stone.
Well, I don't think anybody's winning any battles in this particular movie coming up. Like, it's going to be some losses on the book. Because, you know, that he would if they're beating him, then he's not getting the gems in order to make the gauntlet.
Well, he can use the gauntlet without all six, right? So let's say he got four out of it, he can still use them four, right?
the way it works, you can use the individual gems for what they do, but to give you access, unless you have all the other gems worth. Like if you just have the reality gem by itself, it's no good. It doesn't turn on unless all the other gems are together.
And that's the Tesseract, right? Or is the Tesseract?
No, the Tesseract was the space gem.
Oh, that's space. Okay.
The Aether was the reality gem.
Yep. And the Aether was in Thor Dark World, right?
Thor Dark World, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So and the only gem we haven't seen yet is the Soul Gem.
We've never saw that in the movie.
No.
Okay. So we've seen 5 of the 6 in movies. So yeah. the soul will probably be in Ragnarok then, right?
I don't know.
Because that's what Thor, is that the one Thor left to go get, right?
No. I don't know where the gem is. Thanos already has it, or he's going to get it maybe at the beginning of the movie or something. Or it could be in the Ragnarok movie.
I saw that he's going to have a ship and everything. So I'm like...
Who, Thanos?
Oh, yeah.
Man, you got to fly around space somehow.
I'm looking forward to this one more than I think probably any of the ones before, any of the other Marvel movies.
Yeah, I can tell.
Just see where they go.
I can tell. You're a big Thanos fan.
Yeah, because dude, I like him and Galactus, man. The idea of those guys, man, is a bit intergalactic like that. And it's gonna take a whole group of them to beat them, you know.
Mm. And now you was asking me who else they could use. They could use the Beyonder, but I don't know if Marvel has the rights to the Beyonder.
Couldn't they strike a deal with like how they use the Hulk and who's the other person they bought? Spider-Man.
Strike a deal with Fox? I don't know. I mean, they would have done it by now if they could.
So they're stingy, like they ain't like Universal and Sony. Basically,
Sony kind of did it because you know they need the money. They was hurting. She's in the chat room. Got beautiful Fox. Baby and Stanley Kubrick.
Fox, I think Fox is being stubborn about that. About the Fantastic Four villain.
Oh yeah, Fox and Marvel Studios. They just don't get along, and it may be a long time before they do. The thing is. The television side gets along. They're putting out stuff on TV. But the movie side, it's just, you know. And the way Fox screwed up Fantastic Four in that last movie.
Exactly. Because if you did Galactus, you need Silver Surfer. Because they tie in together.
Yeah.
And like you said, Fox is petty. They'll make it like, I think you said one time, they'll just make a movie just to make it so they don't lose the rights.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. They're talking about doing a kid version, a kid-friendly Fantastic Four. And people are just rolling their eyes like, what the hell?
Just to keep the rights, right?
Yeah.
But... And I don't understand how they, like, Universal makes money off, like, they're going to make money off Ragnarok, and they ain't even have to do nothing. Like, Marvel just going to cut them a check, or whatever it makes.
Yeah, but, I just saw an article today where it's like, there's not going to be no Hulk solo film, because that's still with Universal, and I don't know what Universal is doing, like, why they won't, you know, get together and make that movie or not.
Well, they probably make more money off the sidekick from that Marvel gives them. Look at all the movies the Hulk has been in that made hella bread, you know, since they rented them out.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just saying, they... You got both Avengers movies he was in, and what else he was in? He's about to be in Thor.
He's going to be in Thor, yeah. And then...
Yeah, so like...
Excuse me.
And he in the next 2 Avengers, so it's like, we getting money without doing... Marvel doing all the work. You just collecting...
I saw something where apparently... Sony's getting all the money for Homecoming.
They can have it. Marvel.
And then Marvel will make the money with the merchandising.
Yeah. That, I mean, because, like you said, it allows them to, you know, make them some money. I bet they ain't getting the money from the Avengers.
No, I don't think they're getting money from the Avengers.
And I can tell you what, that Iron Spider suit, mm-hmm. they're going to make a killing off that merchandise-wise. I see that already.
But toys, you mean?
Yeah, toys and anything else, they put it on.
Yeah, well, the movie's out, so they're going to, you know, make that money off the toys. You know, I thought about buying a web shooter myself, but...
I'm talking about when the Avengers come out for that Iron Spider. The Iron Spider suit. They're going to make a killing off that. Why hasn't Marvel put out, like, an actual, like, video game? That's what I meant to ask you, too. What's the hold up on that?
What, Spider-Man video game?
No, I know Spider-Man video game coming.
Okay, about, well, Marvel...
Avengers or something
Marvel has plenty of video games out. But Marvel is not...
I'm talking about a platform.
Huh?
I'm talking about on the actual platform. I know what you're talking about.
Don't they have the Marvel Capcom coming out soon? Or came out?
Yeah. Yeah, that's coming. But I mean, like, based off of one of the movies or something like that. Outside of the Lego franchise. They got the Marvel Lego game.
Well, like I said, look, okay, Marvel don't make games, so they usually have to outsource that to the game companies. Oh, come on, my computer is acting up. And listen, as far as making a game for a movie, that usually don't work out well because it takes a while to, like a movie, to put out a good game. And if you just throw a game out there just to match a movie, it usually sucks.
But, hey, this is Doom, everybody. They do have a game coming out. Square's got an Avengers game coming out. They had a teaser for it, I think, like at this year's E3. But I haven't heard much about it. But it's supposed to be coming out next year.
Hold on a second. Oh, come on now. All right.
What happened?
Skype is acting up. I was trying to add Doom and it disconnected you. So I'm going to call y'all both back. Hold on.
Okay.
Everybody hang up, please. So my Skype will stop acting up. Good old Skype. Now Skype just shut down on me. Unbelievable. All right, let's try to open it back up. And then we'll get these people on. Are you having a bad day too, like I am? Because dealing with Skype, man, it's the pits. I update Skype like they tell me to, and for what? Just to have technical difficulties. All right, almost there. Ooh. If anybody got a way I could take calls without using Skype, please let me know. Okay, here we go. I'm calling one guy, and then... Let's see, I added the other guy. Okay. Hello? Anybody?
I'm here.
All right. Let's see if we can get Doom on the line now. It might not pick up. You might be mad. You know how dictators are. Speaking of dictators, man, you seen your boy Trump all week, man? Over in France.
He's, they ripping him a new asshole left and right, man.
All right, we got Doom on the line. What's up, Doom?
What's going on? I'm trying to get my headset on.
Not the headset.
Oh, yeah.
Thanos going to kick everybody's ass in this movie. Thanos need to win, bro. That's my whole thing. He got to win the first movie before they kill him.
He got to go over.
Yeah, he got to go over. So. You see how big that gauntlet is, man?
When he put,
Brolin had to hold it up with two hands, man.
You know,
he got sleeves off and everything. Like, he ready to go to war, man.
Hey, you was talking about game. I don't know if y'all heard it, but Square is supposed to be making an Avengers game. It's supposed to come out next year.
Okay.
Who?
Squaresoft.
Oh, okay. For, like, the consoles?
Yeah. And they actually got one that came out recently. It's an old PC game, but it's new. It's like Marvel Heroes Omega. And you can play as the Avengers there. It's like Diablo 2. So you can buy your character if you want to play as like the Hulk and just run around and just, you know, like loot and grab.
Okay, bye. Because I like the idea of the Marvel vs. Capcom thing. Don't get me wrong, you know, but that's just, you bite. Well, Injustice bit off them because they were first.
Yeah, there's Marvel Future Fight.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean,
you know, you got a phone or a tablet, you can play Future Fight.
Yeah. I like playing games with a storyline, man.
I think Future Fight has a storyline.
Open world. With the storyline in it.
You like Ultimate Alliance, right? Back in the day.
Yeah, I got both of those.
Yeah.
There's
something like
this Puzzle Quest.
Nah, we need like an adventure game, like a Arkham Knight with like.
Yeah. I play Arkham Knight just cause.
Hey man, I just picked that up on my PC, man. I'm almost done with console gaming, man. When you play on a high-end PC, man, it's like you can see the sweat coming off of Batman and stuff in the game.
Oh no, I ain't gonna. Cause when the PlayStation 5 drop, I gotta figure out what the hell I'm gonna do with my life.
What else?
I don't know where they're going.
What was your question?
Y'all was talking about what was pretty much what's gonna happen to them with the Avengers trailer. I do think that it might, it's going to something to lead to Spider-Man if he's going to have that armor on and if they're going to lose. I got a feeling that he might mess with that armor, might get messed up, and he's going to need something for a costume, and I think they might try to introduce Venom that way.
What, the black suit?
Yeah.
Through the Infinity War movie?
Yeah. Because they're going to be in space. And if they could get them to kibosh the Venom movie that's supposed to be coming out and do it the right way, it's going to make more money. Then you could do the spinoff. But you see what I'm saying? He has an Iron Spider suit on. They get messed up. And he's like, hey, what is this? And then it makes the Black Spider-Man suit, to me, it only make better, you know, more
sense. To help them beat Thanos?
Or just to help escape. You know, you can't sit here and job Thanos out one movie.
I totally agree with that, but...
Unless it's Roman Reigns on the Avengers, then, you know.
Yeah.
In WWE writing it.
Depends on who's booking, who got the book for those movies.
A Superman punch or two spears, I'll be walking, I'll be burning them.
Cause they job Doomsday out in Batman v Superman.
Well, that was just a hot garbage. Yeah. I really don't try to speak on that movie no more because it brings up
you gotta speak on it because Injustice Justice League around the corner.
Oh, it's gonna be hard. I'm saying, man, that Justice League movie gonna be horrible, man. It's just gonna be like,
I'm hoping it's not horrible, but I'm not gonna be surprised.
Hey, ain't nobody called out. You heard with the second Wonder Woman movie supposed to be like set in the 80s with Soviet, and somehow Chris Pine.
They doing another one?
Yeah, the sequel. Chris Pine supposed to come back from the dead like Bucky. So to me, they're just trying to do Captain America Winter Soldier for Wonder Woman.
Oh,
my man come out with a metal arm. I'm walking out of the movie theater, dog.
I heard Superman's supposed to be evil in Justice League.
He could be in a movie without actually being alive.
Well, they're talking about it's set in the 80s, so he was supposed to die. And Superman's already evil, Tony C. What you talking about? He's snapping necks and killing people.
He had to snap General Zod, Nick. That was, I mean,
He killed them Africans in Africa. He could have just shot melted the gun out of his hand, or heated it up. Nah, he hit that through the window, man. Smashed all of them stuff.
You talking about Batman v Superman? He knocked him through a wall, not a window.
Well, you know what I mean, window, I mean wall. But I'm just saying, Superman was healed already.
Okay, so in Darkseid is the villain in Justice League. Who the hell, what is his
problem? No, it's one of his lieutenants, Steppenwolf.
Yeah, he's like a real good tracker, real strong guy, but I don't like the way they got him looking. He looks like
not even Darkseid. That's a
no. You got to build up the Darkseid. Yeah. You don't want to blow your load with Darkseid, you know.
Well, hell, they ain't got much short. DC can't afford they ain't got the equity built up like that.
Just have another flop.
Yeah, they mess around. This movie only end up looking like Transformers last night.
Strange.
That's a mean word to say. Talking about something gonna be like the last night. That's mean.
I'll give
you
another one, Surfer. It'd be like X-Men
3,
The Last Stand.
There you go. Now people walking out the theater are like, what the fuck was this? Did I just watch? So, yeah, if I was there, I would have put Brainiac in the movie. Damn, man, I got to go for the gusto.
Brainiac ain't the kind of villain you need the whole Justice League for. Superman's enough to handle him.
No, we gotta have the whole Justice League for Brainiac. Yeah. Let's go.
Nah, they need Brainiac and Luther to merge like in a cartoon. That's what they need.
They did that on Smallville too. Y'all
brought up Justice League movie. So there's a story out that Tyrese is in talks to play Jon Stewart.
Tyrese needs to drive off a damn cliff. The Green Lantern. That's what Tyrese.
Yeah, the Black Green Lantern.
He can't even act in the Fast and the Furious movies. I don't need a black dude yelling like, "Hey, they shooting at me."
You know, it's like I keep hearing Tyrese's name tied into like all these different black superheroes, and you know, at one time it was like Tyrese to play the Black Panther. And one time it was for him to play,
Luke Cage.
Look, I don't give a damn. Somebody gonna have to save that movie because
Aquaman's a wet hair Simone.
Yep. I swear to God, that's Roman Reigns' brother.
Yeah, I don't hate Tyrese as an actor, but he's not that well versed to play just any role. Because in the end, he's going to be Tyrese playing whatever role he's in, and it's not going to work.
He's going to be Tyrese. He's going to Tyrese the role, basically.
Yeah, loud and obnoxious.
So Surfer, why did they have to come out with Justice League in November instead of October?
Usually October is not that good of a month for those kind of movies.
But now they're going head to head with Ragnarok.
They're coming out 2 weeks apart. 2 or 3 weeks apart.
They make a little money.
November, people go to the movies more than they do in October. So
October is good for a horror movie. So yeah, like a Friday the 13th.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But you gonna go head to head with Ragnarok?
Well, when else could they come out? They couldn't. Did you want them to go head to head with Spider-Man or Guardians of the Galaxy?
They could have came out December.
August, yeah.
Nah, December. Star Wars got that locked up.
Yeah, I mean they got to get it in before Star Wars hit. Cause once Star Wars hit, it's done. Like if you ain't got your movie out,
Ragnarok hit is done.
Now, listen, Ragnarok may not affect what Justice League do as far as money, because this is the third Thor movie. So you have some, I hate this mic, I get a new one. So you have some people who've already seen the other two, and they're not on board for this last one. So
but they got the whole
they drop off.
That's why they didn't do a standalone. But you got the Hulk in it, though.
Yeah, but this is the first Justice League movie. We never had a Justice League movie. So people are going to come out of the curiosity of seeing the first time for a Justice League movie.
And
so
Zack Snyder's fingerprints is all over it. It's like, damn, Vince Russo is...
pretty much. They're going to remember Batman v
Superman.
Oh, shit. Here it go again.
So it's like I said,
it
is possible. Listen, Ragnarok may be the better movie in the end, but Justice League may make more money because it's the first movie of a Justice League movie.
I will bet you any amount of money that Ragnarok gonna make way more money than
Disney can take a hit. You never know with people. Some people didn't like the last Thor movie, so they might not come see this one.
They tell you it's a Red Infinity War, people just gonna go see it just to see how it lead into Infinity War.
Yep.
You could be right on that.
Don't forget, you got Doctor Strange in the movie.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange and Ragnarok.
Yeah, he
is. Well, to me,
remember the end of Doctor Strange, he said he's gonna help Thor find Odin on Earth.
To me, seeing Thor and the Hulk duke it out in the arena is what is going to draw me in automatically. I mean, like, if they can pull that fight off.
Yeah, that's price of mission.
Yeah. Just that scene alone, everybody like, a lot of people probably like, oh, shit, I got to go see this now.
But they can't just do a 2-minute fight and then it's over. I mean, I want to see a full-on... Yeah. I want to see a WWE time limit match, you know?
No DQ. Unsanctioned.
20 minutes fall.
And you don't want no their mothers with the same name to end the fight. You know, oh, my mom's name's Martha.
Oh, somebody getting their ass whooped, man. You best believe that.
Oh,
and Thor don't even have a hammer. No. Thor don't have a hammer in that fight, right?
No.
Hella had already broke it.
Yeah. Right.
And somebody gonna get busted open. It's gonna,
Thor's
gonna bleed.
It's probably gonna go in the way of the comics. Like, the reason why they fighting each other because they got these pain discs, and one of them's gonna get broken, and then he's gonna free the other one.
Yeah.
And at that point, they're going to fight together to fight their way out.
They're going to fight Hela.
No, I mean, they're going to fight whoever the
each other
gangsmen send to stop them.
Yeah.
You think Grandmaster. They're going to have the... Whoever the Grandmaster sends to stop them.
You think they're going to have the Warbound in there?
That I don't know.
Because, man, that'd be cool if they had the Warbound. Because that'd be some backup for Thorn, though. You know, you got Hiram, Ellie, Meek, Quorum.
Look. All I know is Nose gonna whoop some ass when he get there. Cause they didn't make Nose get out of that chair. And you know he don't like getting out of his chair. He didn't raised up out of that chair.
Nah, damn, what you call it? Had him just all Ronin when he cut that damn monitor off. Like, I told you to get this damn, and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Listen, he told Ronin, he called Ronin a white, a white racist word.
Yeah, boy.
And look,
yeah, Ronan had the nerve.
Yep, Ronan had the nerve to try to talk that stuff to my dog, and now he finna get up out this chair, and it's finna be a wrap. It's straight like that.
So you want to see the Hulk fight Thanos? That's gonna be the...
I want to see him take them all on.
Yeah.
And he whooped that ass. You can't whoop Thanos by yourself, man.
What? Without the stones, he's not invincible.
Yeah. Well, there is one it is one person, and they just cast her. But, you know, you talked about that yet?
Check it out.
Squirrel Girl, the girl they cast her from AT&T, the AT&T girl.
Well, I was about to tell about the New Warriors TV series, how they just casted the people for it, and one of them was Squirrel Girl. She's gonna be on the TV show.
She beat Thanos.
What? Did he have a gauntlet?
No, he's only had the gauntlet once.
Yeah. She gonna be Thanos, Doctor Doom, I think Galactus.
I read about that. Because it's some trick that she used to fuck him up.
Yeah. She the only achiever,
you know. Yeah, she used some trick that she do.
Yeah.
Fuck him up. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, you right. So what the hell can Squirrel Girl do to whoop Thanos?
I don't know. They have no panels.
Well, she can make a lot of squirrels attack his ass and bite him.
She hit him in his nuts.
That's about the only thing. Listen, for everybody who listening, this Infinity War saga is going to be off the chain. I know. Yep. I got about 18, what I got about, it comes out in May, right? So I got about 10 more months.
Yeah, man.
You got the Defenders next month, Thor, then Black Panther on my birthday. Then
don't forget the Punisher.
Yep.
And then in May, it's on.
Yeah. I might have to take that Thursday off, or that Friday. I'm probably gonna go twice.
I think they're gonna keep Infinity War in theater longer than they doing like movies now.
No,
ain't gonna be no 2 months.
No, that's kind of impossible. Listen, it's kind of impossible because the way it works, you know, May is a month where there's gonna be big movies coming out week after week, and if you're Warner Brothers, you want some theaters to show whatever movie you're putting out. You don't give a damn about Marvel or how long Infinity War is going to be in the theater. So after a few weeks, you know, Marvel starts losing theaters so that other people can show their movies. Now, if you come out the right time of the year, like late December, and nothing really comes out in January, you can make a lot of money because they'll just keep your movie in the theaters for as long as it's making money. That's what happened with Avatar. Yeah, there's like nothing was coming out, and that stayed in in IMAX so long, that's why it made a whole lot of money.
I didn't really see the appeal to that movie.
Speaking of Avatar, I know Disney got something that's gonna draw you bastards to Florida now. I know y'all gonna get down here now, cause that's in the future they coming out with a Star Wars Land for surfing, and it's gonna have a Guardians of the Galaxy ride at Epcot. So I know y'all coming this
are
way.
Are they gonna have a Marvel Land?
Yeah, they're gonna have a Marvel place too.
On the ride.
Those announcements came out over the weekend at D23.
So they're gonna actually do a Marvel park, right?
Yep.
See, oh. I know y'all ass is coming now. I ain't gotta worry about seeing y'all.
Surfer gonna beat up the guy in a Silver Surfer costume and steal his board.
Because you know how they can do that, right? Where Disney is, it's nothing but green grass. So they just keep adding stuff and knocking trees down. So,
Disney's their own city, right? But own county?
Pretty much. Yeah.
They got a mayor,
Celebration.
Right?
Celebration. They got their own cops and everything.
They ought to have their own cops. They big enough. Why should all the cops have to keep that place safe? They big enough, get your own cops.
Listen, you guys, I know Doom got kids. Surfer is just you, so... You need to save your coins up and come on down to the O.
We'll hit you up. You know, you got the hook up for stuff down there. Tony T's vacation company.
Listen, the only thing I can help you out with is some place to stay. Other than that, now, when you start paying them tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know about that.
We already know we gotta pay the mouse.
The arm and the leg. The way Double A does it, he pays a monthly for his ticket.
He got the pass, right?
Well, anybody can do that.
Right.
You can do it.
Yeah, but
you just pay him monthly.
I wouldn't do a pass because a person like me get down there like once. And I'm not close enough to like do it like once a month or once a week or
yeah.
I might save up about $5,000. That should be enough, right?
I'm talking about just
to get into the park and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I ain't talking about the hotel.
That's way too much. Yeah. A Disney vacation will cost a family of four. Nowadays, if you go to Disney for about 2 to 3 days, it's gonna cost you at least about $5,000-$6,000.
That's including the place to stay?
Probably not.
So you still gotta get a place to stay.
That's with your airfare if you come from out of town.
Airfare, right?
Yeah, airfare and park tickets.
Right, they don't have Southwest ain't cheap.
Depends on where you're traveling.
You can't travel to Florida. You can't get to Florida.
Because you got to think, a lot of the people travel around the same time because they got kids and stuff. So 9 times out of 10, it's gonna be in the summertime.
That's all right. I just check Trivago. That's all.
I'm gonna go all season, like the winter, like December.
Yeah, you going to winter? You going to winter? You can catch a break. Not a lot of people coming.
How hot is it down here?
Oh, wintertime, we in shorts.
Oh, is it
hot? Yeah, it don't get as cold as it. I mean, it can get cold down there, but not like we get the cold.
Exactly. That's one of the reasons I got the hell out of VA. Because I got tired of that winter, yo.
That
Hulk is no joke. Once you get past North Carolina, yeah. North Carolina above, yeah. I'm sorry. But yeah, But see, you got to think, a lot of people, like, they save up, they use vacations, they plan years. Mm-hmm. The more people you bring, the easier it is to budget.
Yeah.
You make everybody kick in. Bam, bam, bam.
See, I'm thinking about saving my money for, like, a Marvel cruise or something like that.
They have, well, Disney That's probably through Disney, right?
Probably.
Yeah, see? And see, those cruises with Disney crew, they have a lot of kids on them. So, but it's just you surfing, so.
I wouldn't come by myself.
You bring, but somebody like you, but see, I was saying for a family of four, but for surfing, if it's just you and another person, you can make a Disney trip happen for under, like around $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's which place to stay, all that included. Flight, all that, you know what I'm saying? Tickets and everything. That number I gave was like a family of four.
And then what? How much is a hamburger? Like $20?
Oh, at Disney, you looking at about $10, $12.
And they don't even come with the fries, do it?
Yeah, they give you a meal for about that much. You can go sit down and get the same, but you on the move. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just based on how many people you bring, man. See, we got it easy. We just go in one day, all stay all day, leave, go back home. You got to get a hotel, you got to get here, got to get around.
Did they check your bag for
food? Hell yeah. You ain't taking no shorts. You ain't trying to smuggle nothing in here. Yeah, you think this thing, my mouth don't play.
So if I came in a wheelchair and had the bills in my lap and a blanket over my lap, they're going to check me, right?
Hell yeah. Look, it's to the point now where if you come with like a minor, like a hand baby, you got to bring a birth certificate, bro.
What?
They check you. Because it's for Disney, like two and under is free. But people was passing all 3 and 4 year olds as 2 year olds, you feel me? So now, if you got a little one with you, you gotta bring a birth certificate.
Even if it's like a newborn.
Newborn, you can get away with. But if it's like one or two, yeah. If it's walking, if you trying to pass it off as, yeah.
So if you got a 4-year-old in a stroller,
they're gonna ask what if, let me, and you trying to pass it off as a, like, 3-year-old.
Full price, huh?
Yeah.
It's not full price. There's a kid price, right?
No,
it's free.
No, I mean, like, over 2 years old to, I guess, what, a certain age.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get a kid's price.
If they got the line, they're going to charge you full price. Well, he looked like he's 32 to me.
I don't know about that one. But I know, yeah, get caught.
They could have said he was
less. Yo. Ask Phil. Phil came. Phil, family of three, they came, what, last year? They caught it, but they started paying on the trip like a year in advance.
Oh, so you can't do that?
Yeah.
He take it any way he
can
get it, huh?
You got to.
I'm talking about the mouth.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, you're going to get, you want to see everything. You can't do, one part going to take you minimum one day, probably a day, 2 days. So just think about it like that. If you want to see Magic Kingdom, and now they add more stuff. So, you know, they got a Star Wars land and all this other crap. That's another part. So that's another day. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, what the hell am I supposed to do? I got to stay down here a week.
Uh-oh, sorry, I got some news. I don't know how long this has been. George Abel Romero has passed away. He's the creator of The Living Dead, Night of the Living Dead.
The original?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the one with Tony Todd.
No, original. I think he did the both.
Black and white. Yeah, he might have did the black and white one.
Well, he did the original. I think he did the updated one, too.
The one in the
He 80s. Did the one with Candyman in it?
Yeah. Like, he's done a lot of zombie movies, so. But he's the originator of the zombie genre.
Man, that black dude from Candyman always scared me, man.
He says his horror icon, legendary filmmaker George A. Romero has died at the age of 77. He's best known for bringing modern take on zombies to the big screen with the landmark Night of the Living Dead film and its follow-ups.
Did they shoot him in, just as a zombie joke? Did they make sure they do something to the brain so he will come back? I know it's a deal.
Brains.
Speaking of that, have y'all seen that new Castlevania series on Netflix?
No, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
I saw it. I saw it was on it.
The only complaint I got is too short. Like, the first season was only like 6 episodes.
Well, it kind of makes sense. You want to make sure people like it before you expand the episodes.
Yeah. It's good, though. It's, it's not hokey like the character is like an anime. It's serious. Like they talk about issues with the church and stuff during that time, and that's the reason a lot of stuff happened.
When does Luke Cage come back?
Next year,
probably sometime next year. Well, okay. First Defenders in next month.
Yeah. So we get to see how you get out of jail.
Somebody taking a bath?
Oh, no, I was doing this. He cut that off.
he being domestic over there.
Hey, nah, yeah, get ready to cook dinner, you know.
Oh, man. This is crazy. I was thinking about checking out Luke Cage.
You haven't watched it yet?
Oh man, you've missed a lot of stuff, man.
I might check it out.
Well, if you want to see Luke Cage soon, you can go see him in Girls Trip next week. Well, this week, whenever it comes out.
So who's he's the romantic interest in?
Yeah, he's married to one of the four girls.
I hope they don't cheat on him.
You hope who don't cheat on who?
No, the girl. You know, one of those movies.
No, the girl won't. No, it's the opposite, really. The storyline is he gets caught cheating, and the girl
That's
he was.
What leads to the girl's trip?
Huh?
Is that what leads to the girl's
trip? No. The premise is that his wife, you know, she's an author, and they're going down to the Essence Music Festival, where she's like, you know, getting the VIP treatment, and she's doing some stuff. And they, as a couple, they kind of like a celebrity couple because he used to be an athlete. And, you know, her books revolve around them being a perfect couple. So they're going, like she's going down there to meet her friend she hasn't seen in a while. He's supposed to be coming too. But the word gets out that he's cheating. And the girl he's cheating with is down at the Essence Festival messing with her.
Wow.
Oh, but they ain't gonna make it a white woman or nothing, are they?
No.
You know, it'd be.
No.
Well, I might go see it just to support Tiffany Hardish. You know, she's a pretty funny chick.
Yeah.
She's tripping in that movie for sure.
Oh yeah, she my whole thing worry with her is she don't get pigeonholed, cause it seems like it's the same role she play on the car market.
Yeah.
You know that's being canceled, right?
No. Already? What?
I think there's like one more season of it coming up, and then that's it.
So wait a minute, sir. We're in the season right now, and then they're giving them one more after
No. Well, if the season is on, this is it. This is the last season. Not coming back after this.
What the hell are they canceling for?
I tried watching it, and, you know, the whole idea of a show based in one room, to me, it don't work for me anymore.
Yo.
But if you like it, I mean, you know, I had no problem with that.
It is. The premise is fun as hell. But you shitting me. They canceled the Carmichael, bro.
Yeah, this is it.
After 2 seasons.
Hey, lucky you got that many seasons.
Man, somebody out there got to pick it up.
You talking about NBC?
Oh, yeah, man. NBC is horrible with shows, man.
But they'll keep Law and Order on forever.
NCIS.
No, that's on CBS.
Now, the two shows that they seem to expand on is the Law and Order and Anything Out of Chicago. This What the hell was that?
Chicago Justice. Not sure what that
means, guys. Hold on a second. But it sure looks delicious. What the hell was that?
What?
Yeah, I didn't hear that music.
No.
Oh, okay.
Austin Aries is no longer with the WWE.
They need to do a Chicago Moore show or something. You talking about all them
surfer that pissed me off for the night. They didn't cancel the damn Carmichael. Damn, Ice-T could just be working his ass off.
Well, you know, you ask me, that's what he get for doing that bad Transformer movie. How about that?
That's karma?
Yep.
Hey, man, he was trying to get himself out the little exposure. You can't hate on the man for that, can you?
He was better off in the first Neighbors movie.
I mean, in a show, is it like, I've seen way where, like, okay, it need to be on BET. If goddamn it, being Mary Jane could be on, the Carmichaels can be on.
Different networks, different priorities.
That's what I'm saying. It need to go, he need to go right over to BET.
Straight or Oprah's up. Network.
Hey, what's the dude's name, Craig? And why am I blanking his last name?
I mean,
Craig Robinson. His show didn't even last a season.
If Tyler Perry's behind it, it lasted like 13 seasons.
No, because you say what you want about Oprah and Tyler Perry. They got the best idea ever. Get their own shit and they decide when to come on and come off. Greenleaf, every show on network.
Well, it'd be nice if Oprah does on her own network, but that's more women based than African American based.
Yeah. BET used to be for Black people until I don't know what it is for the
night. That's what I'm saying. Being Mary Jane. If being married thing can be on the
what's so listen, I never watched the show, but what's so bad about that?
No, I'm not saying it's a bad show, it's just it's a black woman sleeping around with a whole bunch of men and working. I mean, you can put a TV show on about a black family.
So we need another Family Time or
Good Time. I mean, a modern black family show? Come on, man.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
No, not that long, that level. Hey. I mean, VH1 to put it on there. Love and Hip Hop getting ready to go off the way. So, hell.
That's going to be a whole bunch of spits. Yeah, real jump off. That's bad when jump off get a TV show.
They'll take the Carmichaels off the air, but they'll leave Love and Hip Hop Atlanta and Hollywood and the Black Ink crew.
See, Tony, you're looking at it wrong. It's about networks and cost. Like a lot of like Love and Hip Hop, that don't cost much to put on. It's
they
a
got
reality show.
More rooms than that. If that one show had one room, how hard is that to film?
Exactly.
One room. Love and Hip Hop, they gotta pay for police. They got to pay.
Well, they probably weren't paying. The actors weren't probably getting paid much, but
they got to pay for medical bills. People be getting their ass whooped on that show.
Exactly.
On which show?
Love and Hip Hop.
No, I'm talking about the Carmichael show. probably didn't cost much to pay them, but you know, they got to put them on Chicago shows. You got the Chicago Fire and the Chicago PD. See, they're going to have a Chicago mayor soon. And Chicago crime, Chicago drug dealers, Chicago gangs. It's going to be a Chicago show every night of the week on NBC.
That's what NBC going to be nicknamed. National Broadcast Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You know who needs to come out with another show? Martin Lawrence.
Not no, like
he's beyond that.
Michael Bay, Will Smith, and Martin Lawrence need to get together and shoot Bad Boys 3.
They're working on it.
Why don't we get a Bad Boys 3 without Michael Bay? How about that?
Because you feel like anything Michael Bay touch gonna suck.
Yeah, pretty much.
But the two Bad Boys weren't bad though, sir.
Well, we need to get Reginald Hudlin, the guy who did House Party, do okay. Bad Boys 3.
So, speaking of Bad Boys, now that I brought it up, right? People saw that first one, didn't realize it was a comedy. Thought it was an action film.
Okay.
It was both.
Exactly.
It yeah, I know that, but it was more comedy than action. But I mean, like,
it had the right blend.
Second Bad Boys to me, I didn't think it was great as a lot of people make it out, but I don't hate on it. But we can do, if you want to do another Bad Boys, let's get somebody else in there and see what they can do.
Sir, really got disdain for that damn Michael Bay. I've noticed that.
Because listen, my problem with Michael Bay is all his movies look the same. He makes black people look foolish.
He has the same car chief thing, the bridge one or whatever. He just changes it out with CGI. A lot of people don't know that.
Go on to 60 Seconds, one bad man, and that's a Michael Bay film.
His earlier films weren't bad because he had somebody to rein him in and tell him probably this ain't going to work or that's not going to be good. But, you know, ever since, Armageddon, it's, you know, he
the
has
Rock
no...
The Rock was bad.
The Rock was before Armageddon.
Yeah.
It's like he has nobody to tell him that this is not a good idea. This ain't working, and you know he made those the Transform movies start making $1 billion+, and you think, oh, Michael Bay is a great director, but he's not. It's the franchise.
Con Air was good.
Listen.
All those earlier Michael Bay movies, whose name did you see on those films?
Jerry Bruckheimer.
Jerry Bruckheimer and Don Simpson before he died. And then when he stopped working with Jerry Bruckheimer,
he just went all straight to hell.
Wasn't Michael Bay on the Pirates of the Caribbean at first, too?
No.
Hell no, that was all
Steven and Simpson. And poor Jerry Bruckheimer, other than Pirates, he hasn't done a movie because of the bomb of the Lone Ranger. Like,
well,
Disney told him, "You take a hike. We ain't dealing with you no more." He lost him. Listen, he lost him a lot of money with that movie.
Don't do Jerry like that. Jerry had a lot more hits than misses. Now,
I understand that, but Lone Ranger was a colossal disaster.
Who was the person who did the Green Hornet? He don't need to work in there. Hollywood.
Well, the Green Hornet movie was a mistake because they let Seth Rogen write the script. He wrote a comedy.
Yeah,
but I don't think it was Jerry Bruckheimer, no.
No, Jerry Bruckheimer wasn't behind that.
Mm-mm.
who should have been which you ever watched that movie John Carter of Mars?
Yeah, I love John Carter.
I got it too. That movie that deserves a sequel. But I don't understand how everybody hated that movie. It was a great movie.
Yeah, listen, the people that hate that movie never saw it.
Yeah.
Because the people that did see it, most of them agree that it's a good movie.
Yeah,
well, a lot of people didn't see it, and then it picked up momentum. Because it didn't make money. So they just fed into the narrative, it's a bad film.
Yeah, they don't know what real science fiction is, because that was old school science fiction.
Yeah, and it was... Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I was just going to say that we need a Bad Boys 3 to have...
I know they're working on the script.
I heard that, too. And that's that.
We need a house party reboot. A funny one.
Oh, hell no. Some stuff you don't mess with. Because if they do that movie and it ain't worth a damn, you're going to be mad as hell.
Yeah, well, you got to do it with the right people.
Yeah. And Reginald Hudlin can't make nobody be kid and play just because you got him behind it.
How come Reginald Hudlin never made a Strictly Business too?
He did Strictly Business? I didn't even know he did Strictly Business.
Yeah, he was behind that. Because, you know, at the end, when dude trying to save his job, and, he ended up selling his building to the bank. The bank was owned by the Hudlin brothers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Damn sure wasn't the black dudes.
Yeah. So I got to read some news real quick. The main one is they announced who's going to be the 13th Doctor. It's finally going to be a female, Jodie Whittaker.
Never heard of her.
Well, if you saw Attack the Block, she was in that. She's 35 years old. She's a British actor, of course, so you haven't seen her in a lot of American movies. She's been in Black Mirror. Then y'all both seen Attack the Block, right?
No.
No? Then I highly recommend...
I haven't.
I highly recommend y'all watch that movie.
My question is, how can the doctor turn into a female when he's a man?
It's not that. When they regenerate, they can regenerate to any gender or any race. They just become a new person.
So they had a female doctor before they had a black doctor.
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing.
I'm saying, you know, Idris Elba could have played, you know, doctor. But he's overstretched.
Well, he got Dark Tower coming out in a couple of weeks.
And a TV series, I heard, right? They're going to do the TV series?
Dark Tower?
Yeah.
Well, they were talking about doing a Luther TV series here in the States.
Yeah.
And...
He's the only black... Him and Don Cheadle are the only black people that ain't in the Black Panther, it seems like.
So they ain't what now?
That's not in the Black Panther movie at Hollywood.
Well, Don Cheadle.
I'm saying him and Idris Elba. Everybody else is pretty much in it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I bet you Nick Fury's gonna show up in that movie.
Hey, I'm for it. You know, dude ain't shown up in a while. So, of course, she's gonna show up at the Doctor Who Christmas special, which comes out on Christmas Day. That's when. The current Dr. Peter Capaldi will, probably at the end of the show, transform into this new doctor. And it's going to be interesting how they write her, like what kind of character she'll be. But they've already proved that Time Lords can change any gender or any color because his foe, the Master... He changed it to a woman called Missy, and she was his villain for the past few seasons. And people have been wondering, why don't you just like change it up a bit. I mean, you've had 12 white men. Why can't he be something else for once? It one thing in the '60s where you wouldn't you think maybe it wouldn't be a good idea to do it, but now we in the 21st century. Time for change. But yeah, go see it. Go rent or look for it on whatever streaming illegal service or Netflix. Attack the Block. I'm telling you, you want to watch that movie.
Okay.
They're doing the 13 episodes of the Teen Titans TV show. Not the cartoon, live action Teen Titans.
Hey, I like the cartoon.
I can't watch Teen Titans Go anymore. I've had enough of it. I tried. I was watching it, you know, just to talk about it from time to time, but it's just gotten on my nerves.
You don't like them singing about waffles?
No, it's just, you know, it's just too silly for me. That's all.
Like I said, I love it, but I sit down and watch it with my kids.
Oh, you asked about Luke Cage. Guess who's going to direct the first episode of season two of Luke Cage? Lucy Liu.
Yeah.
You know Lucy Liu, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
Tony
good.
Tony C. Hop on?
Huh?
Did Tony C. hop on?
I can't hear you.
Did Tony C. jump off?
Tony T. Who's Tony T?
I said Tony C.
Oh, Tony C. Oh. Oh, okay. I get it now.
I'm still here, sir.
Yeah, he was saying that Lucy Liu's your jump off.
Yeah, Lucy Liu is a jump off.
She's your jump off.
Oh, no. Oh, she ain't my cup of tea.
Don't worry.
You trying to make me go?
Don't worry. You're not her cup of tea either.
Was she like white dude?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Lucy.
Yeah, but she's directing the first episode of Luke Cage.
Is Alfred Woodard coming back?
Probably. I don't know for sure.
Now, does she play the same role that she played in?
No,
she
wasn't the same
Civil
person
War.
in Civil War.
That's somebody else, mama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She ain't Luke Cage.
No, she's not. She's not Black Mariah in Civil yeah. War.
Okay. I got it.
That would
have
been funny.
They had to pin the end like that. Exactly.
Now, for all you Michael Jackson fans out there, the Michael Jackson Highway Halloween anime special is going to air on CBS. You excited for that?
I need to play Moonwalk.
So the animated special follows Vincent and Victoria, who accidentally cross the path on Halloween night and embark on a magical adventure of personal discovery. Along the Ichabod, an adorable pup, the duo finds themselves in the mysterious This Place Hotel, aptly located at 777 Jackson Street. The hour-long...
I was going to say, speaking of Ichabod, is that show canceled on Fox? And then coming back. Again.
Yeah, you talking about Sleepy Hollow?
That was a decent
show. Yeah, that's canceled.
Damn.
It's Fox.
But Gotham's still on their head.
Hey, look, Batman coming to Gotham. So hey.
Believe it or not, Gotham has more views than you want to admit to.
My thing is, they don't need damn Batman. Jim Gordon and they're beating up on the villains. Commissioner Gordon need to be Batman.
Bruce Wayne finna come and start taking over that role.
Well, he's already been put on the path of being the Dark Knight after the end of the last season. He beat up some mugger, then he climbed up on a rooftop and stood there overlooking the city.
That's right. Sure did.
Let's not get Tony C talking about Gotham. He got kicked off last time.
Hey, man. If they change that one thing, it'll be one of the best shows on TV. But, hey.
Yeah, you know what? I think they should just do a time jump. Have somebody come in and be older Bruce Wayne. And, you know, because they really want to have a Batman show. But yep. They can't because he's not old enough. And they bring in every other villain that Batman faces.
Yeah.
I thought the whole thing between the Riddler and the Penguin was one of the best part of the show. Them feuding with each other after the Riddler found out that the Penguin had his woman killed. He set out to destroy the Penguin, and then left him for dead after shooting him in the chest and dropping him in the river. But the Penguin survived, and then they went to war with each other. But he got the Riddler back at the end because he had the Penguin had the Riddler in a cop car in the back seat, and the Riddler found a way to get out of his cuffs, and they talking shit to each other, and the Riddler's like, "You would take care of me now," and the Penguin's like, "You're right." So he gets out the car, and he walks to the back, and the Riddler kicks the door open, knocks the Penguin down, and he gets to jump on him. So the Riddler makes the mistake of taking the Penguin back to where he tried to kill him the first time, so he could kill him again, and he went to shoot at him. There was no bullets in the gun because the Penguin set it up, and then Mr. Freeze came and froze his ass solid. So now he's sitting inside of the Penguin's nightclub in a block of ice.
The nightclub is called the Iceberg Lounge.
Yeah.
Put some respect on it.
Ah, so Tony C, you've been watching it, huh? Uh-huh.
I never told you it was a bad show. Hell, I'm a Batman fan.
Okay.
I'll give Batman a chance. You know,
I mean, it did cost me a co-host, but...
Hey, I'm just saying. I'm interested in The Dark Knight, man. That's one of my guys.
Well, Tony Stark. Now, speaking of Dark Knight, since you've brought him up, the new director,
oh God,
is not going to go with the script written by Ben Affleck and Jeff Johns for the upcoming The Batman film. So
after Justice League, we're getting a standalone Batman, right?
Yeah. I mean, that was the whole... They was always going to do Batman films. You think they not going to do a Batman film? And
Oh no.
And, you know, they got Ben Affleck hoping he would direct, and he was all bored, and him and Jeff Johns was writing a script together. But then Ben Affleck had a bomb of a film last year.
Yeah, that
Live by Night.
The movie. Yeah.
And then he started thinking, maybe I shouldn't do this Batman. And so he dropped out of directing. So now, dude's talking about he's gonna not go with the Batman script.
Didn't Michael Bay do Texas Chainsaw Massacre, now that I think about it?
I don't know.
He did. I know he did one of them. And he did Nightmare on Elm Street too, the remake.
No, yes, he did not.
Look, one of them was on that. Michael Bay, one of them dudes was on that.
No, maybe Michael Bay was a producer. He did not direct.
Yeah, he wasn't directing. He's a part of it.
Being a producer don't always mean much. It depends. I mean, like...
Because he was a producer for all the Ninja Turtles movies.
Yeah, but you can tell his influences in those movies. Okay, yeah. So it says Matt Reeves says the next Batman film will restart from scratch. It says with the War of the Planet of the Apes arriving in theaters this weekend, director Matt Reeves has dropped a few details about the highly anticipated follow-up project Warner Brothers pitches the next Batman movie. At one time, it was believed to be called The Batman. Plans for the Dark Knight next big screen adventure will still be sorry, Nances, while the film may still retain retain that title, Reeves revealed that in a conversation with MTV, Happy Sad Confused podcast, that the next Batman film won't be using Ben Affleck and Jeff Johns script. I don't know what to think about that, because if he's writing his own script and he knows what he's doing, he'll do a great movie. I mean, Planet of the Apes, that's a phenomenal film. Came out over the weekend. I know you don't want to see it, Tony C, but...
Because Vic Rames ain't in it?
Huh?
No, because Michael Clark Duncan ain't in it.
And
Michael Clark Duncan is dead.
I know. They could have CGI'd his ass in there. Listen, dude, this Batman needs to bring back Joel Schumacher and let him direct.
Come on now. Now you're trolling.
What about Tim Burton?
Oh, sir, let me ask you. Is it true they doing a Beetlejuice sequel?
They've been saying that for years.
We need a Beetlejuice sequel. That's what we need. Not only Bad Boys Super, we need a Beetlejuice.
And they've been talking about doing a Beetlejuice sequel for years. So until it actually happens, I'm not paying attention to that.
So who was the girl in that one? What was she like? Renota Ryder?
Yeah, it was Renota Ryder.
Yeah.
I don't know why Surfer give Joel Schumacher such a hard time for them two bad. Batman Forever wasn't that bad. Okay, Batman and Robin was horrible.
Yeah.
But. Okay, if he casts anybody else...
I can agree that Batman Forever wasn't that bad of a film. But the problem with me was where...
The rubber nipple.
No. I thought that Val Kilmer was a better Bruce Wayne than he was a Batman. Just like... in the first two movies, was a better Batman than he was a Bruce Wayne.
Who, Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
Listen...
And they gave us that Kiss by the Rose song, man. I know you.
By Seal? Yeah.
But by the time Batman Robin came out, and they just trying to throw in the villains just to throw him in, like you could tell they threw in Bane because he was the hot villain in the comics. And they made him just a mindless brute. And then, you know, they did Mr. Freeze because they had Arnold. And they gave him a lot of ice puns. And
it still
was better than that damn Catwoman movie with Halle Berry.
But it ain't hard to be better than that, though. The bar was set so the bar was set low.
You know, I tell the story.
Batman Robin is horrible.
I tell the story all the time. I don't know if I ever told y'all. When I saw Catwoman in the theater, when it was over, people applauded the film.
No.
It wasn't but a handful of people in the theater, but the ones that were in there gave it a applause. They was clapping for the film.
You should have super careful.
Listen, if you rank the Batman movies from worst to best to worst in order, is the original is the number one?
The 66 original?
No, hell no.
Hey.
The one with Jack Nicholson.
No, everybody would tell you Dark Knight is the best Batman film.
Hell no.
The one with Heath Ledger?
Yes.
No, that ain't better than the original. Not in my book.
Well, see, you one of the few people that feel that way.
The first one set the bar, and then the rest of them either lived up, or came close, or fell short. Like I'm talking about.
Did you get the Batman serial back in the day, Tony?
Of the seven Batman films, I'm not counting the 66 one. The 89 Batman film.
You ain't gonna do Adam West dirty like that, all right?
No, I'm not doing him dirty. Batman. But I'm just not gonna count it in. I would count the 89 Batman fourth.
Four?
Yeah, it's not better than the three. Christopher Nolan Batman.
Batman Begins is trash can.
No, Batman Begins is the closest Batman film to the actual comic book of all of them.
is my grip.
Okay.
Batman Begins, really?
Yeah, Batman Begins, it's a great film. It's the closest comic book film out there.
And truth be told, Dark Knight Rises ain't all that in my book.
Okay.
It's all right, but it ain't okay compared to Batman 89.
I'm not going to argue with you. You know, it's your opinion. You're entitled to it. I'm too old to be arguing about what films are worth it these days.
That's like saying goddamn Iron Man 3 is the best Iron Man. What the hell?
I think it is.
I agree with Tony T. That third Batman movie, the Nolan one, sucks.
I think Iron Man 3 is the best Iron Man film.
Hell no, the first one.
No, it's Iron Man 3. It's probably the better of all three of them.
Hell to the no.
The first one, man.
So what don't you like about Iron Man 3?
The Mandarin.
Exactly.
So let's see. So you didn't like the Mandarin, but you liked Obadiah Stane.
Made more sense.
Yeah.
All day.
I wouldn't shoot beams out of his brain.
Mandarin ain't do a damn thing.
Shot somebody on TV, man.
Man, that dude was a fake dude, man. He was just a damn actor.
Man, don't act like that to us, Trevor. Trevor Slattery.
Sir Ben Kingsley. Get the heck out of here.
You'll never see me coming.
Exactly.
They had Gandhi up there.
Bottom line, Stephen, I know we got to agree to disagree, but that damn 89 Batman, you disrespecting the hell
out
of
it. No, I'm not disrespecting that.
You quitting Dark Knight?
Listen, I was just watching it the other day when it came on TV.
And you putting Batman Begins ahead of it?
Oh, yeah, definitely Batman Begins is better than 89 Batman.
Oh, Lord. Jesus Christ.
Come on, man. Look. You can have your opinion, but, you know, don't argue my comic book expertise here now.
Hey, nobody arguing.
The 66 Batman, because you had the Bat Shark Repeller. Then it was Lego Batman, Dennis. You don't see here just Adam Westlake. Lego
Batman. Lego Batman. I'm done.
Well, did you saw Return to Cape Crusader, right?
No, I haven't watched that yet.
Yeah, you have to watch that.
That's like saying, okay, dude, let me ask you this. Is Spider-Man Homecoming the best Spider-Man movie?
Yep.
Okay. I'm just making sure. Okay, so
nah,
you...
Nah. I saw that. Fuck Tobey Maguire.
Nah, come on now. I ain't gonna all of a sudden dislike the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man because somebody did a better one.
They don't hold a candle to Homecoming.
You know,
Tobey Maguire need to get carry his bag.
Listen, a lot of people did that. A lot of people did that with the 89 Batman after Dark Knight came out. And people all of a sudden turned on 89 Batman. I'm like, for what? It's still a good Batman film. You liked it then. Don't act like you don't like it now because a better film came out.
The Dark Knight cost somebody their life. So I can't really, piggyback on it.
You talking about Heath Ledger?
No. Exactly.
He was filming another film when he killed himself.
And another thing, Jack Nicholson Joker, he was trying to imitate that guy.
No, he didn't do imitation of Jack Nicholson.
Pieces of him.
No. Can't agree with you on that.
Listen, that's all I'm saying. The 89 Batman gonna live forever. Dark Knight. Yeah.
I know, Tony C. You was a kid when 89 Batman came out, so you want to hold on to it. I get it.
No, I was an adult when Dark Knight. I'm not saying Dark Knight is a bad movie now.
No, I said when 89 Batman came out, you was a kid.
I know.
So you want to hold on to it.
Listen.
You gotta let your childhood things go.
That one, Dark Knight can be behind it. Yeah. It can be below it. Hell no. Nah. Ain't no way it can be in front of that now.
All Batman experts agree that Dark Knight is better.
But we're gonna have people on the boat with a bomb, with bombs, and give them the option of living or dying. Okay.
What's more terrifying than that?
But both of them came to 66. That's what we're talking about, man.
Keep going, Pastor Adam.
What would you have done if you was on a ship and it's like blow up the other ship or you get blown up?
Get the damn bat. The 89 Batman would have had a bat defusing bomb. See, that's what y'all ain't talking about.
He would have had what now?
He would have had a bat defusing bomb spray or some shit and just would have sprayed it on the bomb and that would have been it.
Or how about I just hop off the damn boat and try to swim to shore? How about that?
Yeah, you go try swimming that Chicago River and see what happens.
Hey, take my chances.
You just be floating on a body that's already in the water, that's all.
And see, the other thing y'all don't realize, like if the boat's being watched for people jumping off, you know, they might hit the button and blow stuff up ahead of time.
That's why you got to go underwater.
And then Dark Knight Rises, they throw him in a damn hole. And he had to climb out. Really, man? Really?
And then they try to have that dude be Robin instead of introducing Robin.
Yeah, they should have just that kind of bothered me. They try to
see, that's what I'm saying. See,
they didn't want to say it was Robin, and then his real name is Robin.
Get out of here with that.
But I like the Dark Knight Rises. I mean, I know it's not the popular thing to say.
It's no Batman Forever, but okay.
Oh, come on now. Batman Forever is the worst.
No.
Batman and Robin. Yeah, you're right. Making Batgirl Alfred's niece.
I mean, they ain't wanna.
And it just happened to have a woman's costume in the Batcave.
Yeah.
But they knew one day she was gonna come. But look at the cast that 89 Batman had. You had Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson, Kim Basinger, Robert Wool, Billy Dee Williams.
Who never got to play Two-Face.
We're glad he did.
He might have been good.
No, he would end up getting killed, though. But we need him. We need him to live.
He did play Two-Face in the Lego Batman movie.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. You know what movie I was watching the other day? I know we're coming to an end of the show, but people need to pay homage to the first RoboCop.
Original RoboCop.
The original RoboCop.
People getting shot up. The
man,
F-bomb.
That movie is awesome. And it's star-studded, too.
At the time, it wasn't star-studded. But now when you look at it, you know all the actors today. So, yeah. But back then, a lot of them wasn't that known. Well, yeah, Ray Wise is in the movie. And you didn't know who he was then. But now when he pops up on the screen, you automatically knows who he is.
And Ray Wise. That's the Red Foreman, right?
The what?
The guy from ER.
Oh, the redhead guy. The guy killed, almost got killed at the gas station with the motorcycle.
No, that's not him.
Who is Ray Wise?
In the film?
Yeah.
I forgot what his name was, but he was kind of like he was one of the henchmen, but, you know, it wasn't like he stood out. You just recognized his face.
Dude?
Yeah, he had dark hair. He was a lot younger.
Pretty boy.
See, now he's on, like, we see him on Fresh Off the Boat as the neighbor.
Yeah, the one that's on Fresh Off the Boat. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And the language of that movie. And then,
my God.
And then, you know,
drink, every time an elbow dropped in that movie, you'll be pumped.
And like, the only real star in that movie was Ronnie Cox. And
that was Dick Jones, right?
Yeah.
That's Beverly Hills Cop dude, right?
Yeah.
Damn, Dick Jones.
Not Taggart, but
No, the captain.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that got shot in the second one.
Yeah.
I buy that for a dollar, guy.
You got the pop from that 70s show, and he's the main villain.
Yeah.
Besides Dick Jones. And he comes in, bitches leave.
And put that CD in. Put that DVD in.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you think about it. At the time that movie came out, we didn't have DVD players. The dude came out with a disc, like, whip. And now everybody has, like, DVDs and Blu-ray players.
Yep.
Yep, the guy that got killed in that scene. He was a big star now.
Yep.
Now, not the then.
Black, yeah, in the black.
What about
dude,
the black police sergeant?
That was my... He was in all three of them. He got checked for all three. Him and Nancy Allen, they got paid for all.
Yeah, Nancy Allen was another like kind of known person. And then then the black guy in the second movie though, that was the mayor.
Oh, the Harpo.
Yeah.
You gon' stop. He was hard for the whole movie.
But you couldn't touch RoboCop though, man.
But the thing about RoboCop, it's like a dark comedy, and you know it's a lot of satire to it about.
It's an old cop movie. It was
a satire about violence in films. Because if you ever watched the uncut version, and I highly recommend you watch it. It's only like a couple minutes longer, because what they do, they take out seconds here and there of the violence, but the seconds they take out is just so gruesome. Like when Murphy gets shot up, he gets shot up a lot worse than you actually see in the theater.
Then the black guy saying, "Does it hurt?"
Dude's like, "Give him a hand."
Somebody. All right, let's end this. Bam!
Yeah, like even when he got shot in the head, like the hole in his head was just a lot grosser than what you actually saw in the movie.
I pay homage to RoboCop.
So
man,
when they did the remake, they just took out what made the original special with the silliness and the campiness and the violence. They tried to make it serious, and it's just. I mean, it's ridiculous. You take a guy and throw him into some mechanical suit and make him a cop. And the original film realized that that premise is ridiculous and went with that. But the remake didn't catch on to that.
Dick Jones ended up taking a shit and he ain't wiped his ass when he got off the toilet. Noah washed his hands.
Oh, the Tanner Hayden remake, they ain't dropped no F-bombs, man. You can't drop them.
That original person was littered with them. I think they say one coming out the gate.
And, Detroit. Who knew they was predicting what Detroit was going to actually be one day for real?
And they tried to build a separate city inside the city. They were like, yo, we can do this just like this.
Yeah, because the corporations took over and they ran everything. They're like, "Hey, we're gonna build our own city. Fuck everybody else." they owned the cops and weren't paying the cops. So the cops, they made the cops go on strike, so that crime could get worse, and then the corporations could come in and save the day with their new brand new city.
With the splatter punks. Why didn't Peter Weller come back for the third one, Surfer? I know you got. I know you know that.
You know, I don't know. I guess he either didn't want to do it no more or money. Who knows? But the third one, I don't even discuss the third one. That to me, that don't.
Don't do that. Don't do.
It's not that. No, the third one is terrible. Listen, the second one
a
is not
a RoboCop.
A black RoboCop.
I said a flying RoboCop.
No, listen. The second one to me is not as good as the first one, but I still like it. But yeah, that third one,
they were trying to sell toys, man.
Yeah, man, they had the RoboCop with the jetpack and
the action figures and everything.
The Chinese guy.
They had the Ed 209 in the first one. He shot the guy out the window and shit. Oh, that scene with the Ed 209 malfunctions. And blows the shit out of that board guy. I mean, in the unrated version, he gets shot up so bad that he's just meat. Like when it's over, he's just a pile of meat. You can't even tell it's a body anymore.
Yeah, that was horrible.
No, I mean it's worse when you see the uncut version.
No, I'm just saying that guy getting jacked up
man.
But I get what you're saying.
Drop your weapon or you will be fired on. Dude, I ain't holding the gun no more.
And then Dick Jones like, well, sometimes shit happens. We can get it fixed.
And then the old guy who ran the company, he's like, oh, I can't believe this shit just went down. But he turned out to be a worse villain in the second movie than Dick Jones.
Because he wanted, what was the guy's name? His name was, he had one of them Greek messiahs, some crazy name. They put him in the damn machine.
And then they fuck with RoboCop in the second one. He's like telling kids how to stay in school and.
They got him high. Yeah, they got him high.
They didn't get him high. They just reprogrammed him to not be a good cop. But.
But then he
shoots at a guy for smoking a cigarette.
He shot it out of his mouth. That's what he
When he's at that school.
Oh, when he shot the dude in the nuts.
Yeah.
That was the first movie.
And in the first movie, he shot the lady between her legs.
No, it was the first movie. He shot the dude in the nuts by shooting between the woman's legs.
Yeah. They was trying to rape him and shit. Yeah. Now that is awesome. RoboCop, we pay homage to you, buddy. And Surfer, you gonna stop talking about the third one, man. It had a chick from Law and Order in it.
All right, look.
Had a little girl.
I know you was a kid, that's what you liked.
No, I liked the first one.
No, I'm just saying, you was a kid when the third one came out, so you thought it was good.
Hey, Tony C, you was a kid when that movie came out and you went to the movie theater to watch it.
I went to the drive-in to see that one. The third one. Drive-ins were still in when the third one came.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I hear little kids crying.
Yeah,
that
I gotta
means
go.
I need to talk about the fine shows here on Rant AM Radio. Tomorrow night at 11:15 will be the sports report. And it'll talk about all the sports of the week. They'll probably go over the press conference of the fight, which I know you watched, Tony C.
Yeah, people getting called racial slurs and stuff like that. I heard Vince invited them to Monday Night Raw.
No, I thought Triple H did.
One of them. I knew somebody did. I didn't know which one.
You would think they would learn their lesson after the LaVar Ball open mic to... Like, those guys, yeah, they can convince them to tone it down a bit, you know, as far as digging into each other. But you never know. How about a rant live at 9 p.m.? Both shows are live. Thursday's Rant and Wrestling at 9 p.m. Friday night, Turnbuckle Throwbacks live. And we'll be back here next Sunday at 5 p.m. I think I might do...
This Friday.
I think I might do I'm gonna try to talk that way. I might have to do a Saturday show because Comic Con is next week, and there's a pay per view next week on the network.
Yep, Battleground.
Are we covering it?
You know it.
So yeah, so you know next Sunday, at 7 p.m. will be the Battleground pre-show and the pro-show following that around 11. Where we'll give our opinions on the and analysis of the show after it's over. Fellas, would y'all stay in the line after we're done? Because I want to talk to you for a second. But everybody can say goodbye. We say?
What'd you just say?
Stay on the line after I stop the show.
Okay. I got you.
All right. So with that, we bid everybody a safe day. Eat your dinner now and have a good stay cool if you're in the hot places like I am. We'll see you next week. Till then.
Later.
Peace.